Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is Disciples Made of Clay.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what the master is doing. I've called you friends because I've told you everything I've heard from my Abba. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, the Father may give to you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. In this day and age, we Dominicans, as well as brothers and sisters of other congregations, lay women and men involved in teaching and church work, diocesan seminarians, the whole bunch of us go through a pretty thorough discernment process before we are accepted into the novitiate or as a teacher of religion. It's quite different from the old days when a young man or woman knocked on a priory or seminary door, a school or a convent door, and said that they felt called to ministry. And in those days, they were admitted a few days later. Of course, those days are clearly behind us. Times have changed. Now there's a long discernment process, letters of recommendation, health reports, interview boards, by well-seasoned friars, sisters, priests, and psychologists. Everyone must present a recent physical and an updated health report. Yeah, it's quite different than it was in Jesus' day. No longer does Jesus just look at this woman or this man and say, "Come and follow me." The same happens with teachers in our Catholic schools or pastoral ministers in our parishes. The one tragic thing that we Dominicans are not tested on before we enter the novitiate is whether we know how to read music or sing on a key. But I'm sure y'all have already figured that out on your own. No one's perfect, you know. "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" You know the commandments. "You shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother." He replied, "All of these I've observed from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "Then sell all you have, distribute it to the poor, and you'll have a treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." Jesus' vocational discernment process was pretty simple and to the point. One doesn't have to know about rocket science in order to understand the phrase, "Come and follow me." Jesus' disciples, let us not forget, were made of the same clay that the rest of us are made of. And even with the best of intentions, an occasional bad apple can easily end up in the basket. And rarely is there an apple without at least some small blemish. After all, we are fragile vessels of clay. And such was the case with the early disciples, including their brother, Judas. Judas was bruised, and perhaps his greatest tragedy was to not have gone to Jesus to ask for wisdom and healing. In today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the disciples are having to deal with Judas's betrayal and death, and they've now gathered to choose a new apostle to take Judas's place. They've come to understand that it's time to kick the dust off of their sandals and get back to business as usual. After all, preaching the gospel is what they are to be focused on. As the community welcomes Matthias into their circle, they realize that it's time to look ahead, focus on the preaching. Peter reminds the disciples, brothers and sisters in the faith, that it's not the time to be looking back and lamenting for eternity all the errors that have gone before. The focus now is to pick up where the community left off and refocus their energy for the preaching of the gospel. Peter convokes the community of disciples to focus on the challenge at hand. It's quite interesting that they don't spend a lot of time looking back at the errors that caused Judas to stumble. Maybe this is something that our contemporary church could learn as we deal with the tragedies of our own times. The disciples didn't go around in circles for 20 years wringing their hands and wondering what happened to their brother Judas. How did he get lost on the path? They acknowledged the bad apples in the basket and refocused on the mission at hand. Our church, sisters and brothers, as we know, has a very human face. Judas was just part of that multifaceted face. But we must remember that his was just one among many. Just like our church today, the early church was also bruised and broken. In the midst of the brokenness, though, we must remember that there are great saints and martyrs, women and men who've become great lights in the church. The church will always be limited and human, even as we are held in the divine heart of Christ. The church works only if we really try to give this reality as a community, a family of men and women who together work to build up this body of Christ. We do ourselves no good to just focus on the brokenness of the church. Judas betrayed the community, but the community continued to journey onward, announcing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our church today is going through one of those very painful periods of growth, periods of reflection and conversion. But it's important for us to remember that this isn't the end of the story. Even after Judas's betrayal, the church grew into a community of great love and profound justice. Jesus tells us in the gospel today that we're no longer slaves. We're daughters and sons, brothers and sisters of a family anointed by God, even though we carry this treasure in fragile earthen vessels. Our task is not to spend our lives pointing out all the weak and broken members of the church. No, our task is to build up the body of Christ. Jesus says in today's gospel, "I no longer call you slaves, because a slave doesn't know what the master's doing. No, I have called you friends, because I told you everything that I've heard from my Abba. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. This I command. Love one another."